Good morning, friends. Today's talk is on another poem from the Theragatha, that section of the Khadaka Nikaya that preserves 264 poems of awakened monks, and the Theragatha that I've been doing a series on also preserves, I think it's around 70 poems of awakened nuns. This particular poem is from the Buddha's son, Rahula, and so linked on the same page as this article is on my website is the Rahulavada Sutta, and in that sutta, the Buddha, come here, both, lay down. The dog always wants to get in on these videos. Lay down here. And in the Rahulavada Sutta, the Buddha teaches his then seven-year-old son a very simple and direct application of refined mindfulness. And it's just a beautiful sutta where, you know, just the setting where this awakened human being with all his responsibilities at that time is still so loving and attentive to his little boy. And so this is now Rahula, probably at least 30 years or so later, so well into the Buddha's teaching career, who has now also achieved the rightly self-awakened state. And this is his description of where he is in his life. From Rahula, the Theragatha 4.8. Accomplished in the world and the Dhamma, I am Rahula, the fortunate. I am the son of the Buddha. I see the Dhamma. My affluence ended. Free of ignorance, there is no further becoming. An important line in the dependent origination, which starts from ignorance as a requisite condition, comes fabrications, and then it takes us through the 12-link chain of dependencies, leading and ending in suffering. And so the whole point of the notion of becoming, we went through this on the retreat, and there's some articles on the meaning of becoming as the Buddha uses it, and it points to the potential of each moment. If our present moment experience is well framed by the Eightfold Path, then we will become, we have the opportunity to become awakened. And if we continue our ignorance of Four Noble Truths, and whatever's occurring in the moment can only support becoming further ignorance, and that's the meaning of becoming. Rahula continues, I am worthy of offerings, and this is another line that needs some importance. It doesn't mean that because he sees himself as some exalted state that he is deserving of offerings, only that he has developed a quality of mind that allows him to be present in the world as in an awakened state, and so he is worthy of offerings in that regard because of what he's actually, the true value that his presence is bringing in the world. He continues, I know the three marks, meaning he now understands the three marks of existence, anicca, impermanence, anatta, the not-self characteristic, and the resulting suffering that comes from a misunderstanding and misapplication of the first two. And those three marks are the insight that the Buddha teaches. In other words, the Buddha teaches a very specific insight. It's not this modern application of insight to everything that's arising and passing away. That's just being distracted by impermanence. The Buddha taught insight into the three marks of existence to understand how a mind becomes continually distracted and continually agitated by misunderstanding the nature of the world that it lives in and the misunderstanding of what constitutes a self. I'll repeat that one line. I know the three marks, clearly seeing the deathless state. Those blinded by the veil of craving, clinging to Mara, they are like fish in a net. I love that line. Abandoning sensual distractions rooted in ignorance, the flames of craving behind me, I am cool and unbound. That last line, I am cooled and unbound. On retreat, on Saturday night, we always review the Fire Discourse, which is the Buddha's third cardinal discourse, the third discourse he ever gave, and it uses the metaphor of a fire worshiping cult to describe the fires of passion that arise within us that are rooted in ignorance that lead to all dukkha. So the Buddhist word, and actually let me the Buddhist word for awakening is nirvana or nibbana, and it's also the word that the Buddha used, and there's always a distinction between what the Buddha taught and what is developed. But nibbana means extinguished, specifically. It doesn't mean heaven or anything else. It doesn't even mean awakened. It means extinguished, and it means that the fires of passion have been extinguished. You have reached the goal. And that last line, I am cooled and unbound. When the Buddha describes an awakened human being from the point of view of right view, he describes that mind as a mind that has penetrated to the most profound level the nature of suffering, and it has released itself or become unbound from clinging to wrong views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. And the natural consequence of that is a cooling of these passions. And one of the things that's remarkable, of course these are translations, but one of the things that are remarkable is when you actually study what the Buddha taught, there's these very simple and underlying themes, such as becoming cooled, that continually direct our Dhamma practice. And all of these things are simply lost in all of the adaptations, accommodations, and embellishments that have been unfortunately applied to the Buddha's Dhamma. And one of the reasons why I like these poems so much and am now teaching a series of them is because they're so simple and direct, and they encompass so much of the Buddha's Dhamma in a very few short words. That's my talk today. I just want to mention that we finished our fall retreat just this past weekend, and there was a Wi-Fi problem up at the Wan Dharma Center, and the videos, I couldn't video record the retreat, but there are videos from our spring retreat of this year, and I was able to record all of our Dhamma sessions. So there's those talks are up on the retreats page too. And I think that's it. So thank you for listening to this video podcast, and I'll post another one next week. Thank you. Peace. Thank you for listening. I rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. I welcome your questions and comments. To contact me and for guided meditations and instructions, Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos, please visit becoming-buddha.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Peace.